From Tidbits on September 23rd, 2013. This is Peering at iOS 7 for the Vision Impaired by Stephen Aquino. Over the years, Apple has shown a strong commitment to accessibility in iOS, improving on it with each major version of the operating system. This year is no different, as iOS 7 adds accessibility options, such as dynamic text and increased contrast, that are sure to be appreciated by users who rely on such capabilities to interact with their iOS devices. Being legally blind, I appreciate them, so follow along as I share the most noteworthy of iOS 7's vision-related features. One of iOS 7's marquee features is dynamic type, which enables you to resize text, at least in apps that support it. To change the text size, go to Settings, General, Text Size, and adjust the slider to your liking. It may take some time before most non-Apple apps support dynamic text, but few apps have jumped on board early, such as the latest version of the Dig Newsreader. If you need even larger text, iOS 7 has you covered, with larger dynamic type, a reworking of the large text feature in iOS 6. As its name implies, larger dynamic type lets users adjust font sizes beyond what's allowed in the dynamic type setting. To enable it, go to Settings, General, Accessibility, Larger Type, flip the switch, and drag the slider until you're happy with the text size. While I appreciate larger dynamic type, I prefer the iOS 6 interface for setting it. In that version, large text presented users with size options ranging from 20-point all the way up to 56-point, with graphics illustrating the change in size. The explicitness of the point sizes and the pictures of the corresponding letters made it easier for me to gauge my settings. In iOS 7, Apple has done away with the numerical size ranges. It took me longer to measure the slider notches to find the setting I was most comfortable with than it did with the old system. You wouldn't think that an accessibility option would become harder to use, but the new slider in iOS 7 is just that. Despite this annoyance, one of the aspects of iOS 7 that I appreciate, accessibility-wise, is its redesigned typography. The new typography is so readable and the overall user interface so clean that I can use smaller text sizes and still be comfortable enough to read without too much eye strain. I have the larger dynamic type slider set to just to the left of the middle, and it works great. Bold text. iOS 7's bold text feature is a one-trick pony. It makes all system-based text bold-faced. From text to email messages to menu items, any text that is rendered by the standard system calls becomes bold, although apps that use custom text rendering aren't affected by it. I presume that Apple added this feature because text in iOS 7 is thinner and lighter than in iOS 6. To enable bold text, open Settings, General, Accessibility, and flip the bold text switch. You must then restart your device to finish enabling it, a strange and unwieldy requirement that's entirely unlike Apple. In my testing, I found bold text to be quite nice, although I won't be using it full time. The main problem I found is that it seems to eliminate any differentiation between headers and normal text. For instance, I found messages in Mail harder to read with bold text on because, to my eyes, the message metadata blended in with the body of the message itself, and I found it off-putting. Thanks to this loss of certain typographic distinctions and the annoyance of having to restart my device, I won't be using bold text, but my vision is just good enough to get away without it. For others, it may be essential. Increased contrast. Compared to iOS 6, iOS 7 has markedly lower contrast, the degree of difference between colors. One of the hallmark changes in iOS 7's visual overhaul is the use of translucency. For example, look at Control Center. If you're in Messages and swipe up to reveal Control Center, you'll see a faint blue or green hue underneath, coming from the obscured message bubbles. While the translucency certainly looks spiffy, and as Johnny Ive says, can give users a sense of context, the lack of contrast can be troublesome to many visually impaired users. Acknowledging this problem, Apple has added an option to increase contrast, which it does by removing the blur effect from things like Control Center, Notification Center, and keyboards in order to increase legibility. To increase contrast, open Settings, General, Accessibility, Increase Contrast, and flip the switch. I like the translucency, aesthetically, and find that doesn't negatively affect my vision. As with bold text, I don't feel a need to use increased contrast. On the other hand, while Tidbits publisher Adam Ingst has roughly normal vision, he finds random colors bleeding through Control Center and Notification Center distracting, and thus quite likes the increased contrast option. Reduce motion. iOS 7 features subtle parallax 3D effects that give an illusion of depth to the home screen, Safari's tab view, and other interface elements. If you find this distracting, you can turn it off in Settings, General, Accessibility, Reduced Motion. By turning on Reduced Motion, you can rid yourself of the parallax effect, as well as reduce the motion of the user interface, whatever that means. However, it does eliminate the parallax effect, as far as I can tell. Enabling reduced motion on my iPhone 4S did nothing to stop fancy transitions, like the icons swooping in to fill the home screen after I unlocked the lock screen. That's fine with me. However, since I happen to like the animations and don't find them visually distracting. As for the parallax effect, I don't tend to notice it, so I couldn't tell any difference. On-off labels. And what may be one of the worst design changes from iOS 6, the heavily used on-off switches in iOS 7 are far less visually and functionally accessible. Say what you will about skeuomorphism, but from an accessibility standpoint, the on-off switch was one of the best visual elements of iOS, and I dearly miss it in iOS 7. The switch used not only color to indicate an enabled setting, but also a clear text label that reported both on and off states. Plus, each switch was visually indented, which gave it a useful visual separation from the rest of the interface. In iOS 7, setting switches are just nubs that slide to the right and turn green if enabled, but are otherwise left aligned and white when disabled. By default, they have no text labels at all, an odd decision for a redesign that has often traded graphical buttons for textual buttons. Because they don't need room for the on and off words, they're also much smaller than in iOS 6, making them a smaller target that's harder to hit accurately. You can make this a little better by enabling on-off labels in Settings, General, Accessibility. Once enabled, you also see a small visual glyph to help distinguish whether a setting is on or off. A vertical line if on, and a circle if off. This choice may be a nod to iOS's ever-increasing acceptance internationally, since the glyphs are the International Electrotechnical Commission's symbols for power on and power off. For many of us, these symbols aren't nearly as clear as in iOS 6, which plainly stated, in text, whether a setting was on or off. To the visually impaired, such obvious cues are important because one's vision might not be strong enough to detect only color and/or tiny symbols that masquerade as labels. Apple's design in this regard is disappointing. I have the labels turned off since they don't help enough to bother, and I see these switches as one of the worst aspects, accessibility-wise, of iOS 7's redesigned user interface. I can only hope that more explicit labeling along the lines of iOS 6 is brought back in a future update. A last look. Because of its radical visual facelift, iOS 7 is, in my mind, the most significant change we've seen to the operating system, not only for normal-sighted users, but also to visually impaired users like myself. The specifics are something of a mixed bag, with some design changes helping those with normal vision, while potentially causing problems for people like me. But simultaneously, it's clear that Apple was aware of the new interface could be jarring or difficult for the visually impaired. And took pains to add these vision-focused features to iOS 7's accessibility settings to compensate. Apple should be applauded for this effort because it shows the company's commitment to delivering products that are usable by everyone. The on-off label travesty notwithstanding, I feel the new visual accessibility features are generally implemented well, and will be appreciated by many, ranging from those of us who are legally blind to people who just don't see as well as they used to. Regardless of where on the vision spectrum your eyes fall, take a few moments to explore these various options to see how they might improve your experience with iOS 7. This is Tidbits, sponsored in part this week by Barebones, CrashPlan, Smile, and ScanSnap. To follow links, make comments, read related articles, subscribe to our podcast, and get updates via email, RSS, Twitter, Facebook, and our iOS app, visit us at tidbits.com. I'm Josh Centers, and thanks for listening.